Can you talk a little bit about HER2 testing and where we are right now? And it's obviously more critical than ever that the patient have this test done. You're looking at being able to use an intervention 50%, and that's above and beyond hormone therapy and chemotherapy. So it's an enormous impact. Where are we in terms of quality control for HER2 testing?
I think that there's variability in testing, and you're right, it's very important. And there's also variability with estrogen and progesterone receptor testing. So I think that it's important where the test is done, when in doubt, you know, have it repeated. But I think you can't repeat everybody's test all the time. So you need to work with a lab that you trust. And I think if there's something that doesn't fit right, then to have it repeated or done somewhere else.
Now, there are two ways to test HER2, the IHC or FISH. You know, sort of how are those two kind of utilized?
Well, we use both at Sloan Kettering. We do immunohistochemistry, and then if you're 2+ or 3+ positive, then we go ahead and do FISH as well. And a quarter of patients who are 2+ by IHC are FISH amplified. We no longer do FISH testing routinely on the patients who have HER2 staining intensity of 0 or 1+.
What about neoadjuvant therapy of patients with HER2 positive tumors?
I add Herceptin now when I give the neoadjuvant therapy. So we add Herceptin after the anthracycline-based treatment has completed. We tend to give all the chemotherapy up front, so it would be AC, paclitaxel, or TCH in certain patients, surgery, and then the Herceptin continues to complete 1 year of therapy.
Now, there's a new agent that's coming out, not quite available yet, but probably will be available, an oral agent used for HER2-positive tumors, lapatinib. Can you talk about what that is and what we know about it?
Yeah, so lapatinib is an oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor that targets not just HER2, but also HER1, or EGFR. And studies have shown in the metastatic setting that in combination with capecitabine, that combination is effective and has activity in patients who have failed trastuzumab-based chemotherapy. So it's a very exciting agent. There's now more that will be available to treat HER2-positive patients, especially the ones who have developed resistance to Herceptin. And lapatinib will be looked at in clinical trials in the adjuvant setting.